This is JIS News. Coming up, over 200 persons with disabilities set to benefit from training and employment project. Education Ministry Math Expo now underway and plans being finalized for Logistics Hub Roadshow Initiative. The news in detail after the break.
A few time now.
Is man run things?
Sure, the two on wrong a gender equality time now.
Gender equality time?
Yeah, time for equal opportunities whether you are man or woman.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, gender equality.
Gender equality.
Know it.
Believe it.
Live it.
Equal rights and justice for women and men in our society.
Now the news. 250 persons with disabilities island-wide will benefit under the Social and Economic Inclusion of Persons with Disabilities Project of the Ministry of Labour and Social Security. The project, being funded by the World Bank and Japanese government, is valued at nearly $300 million. Director of Social Security in the Ministry, Denzel Thorpe, says the beneficiaries are among 500 persons with disabilities on the Programme of Advancement through Health and Education Path. The beneficiaries are being targeted for activities focusing on training and employment under the project.
It will facilitate training and employment of 500 persons with disabilities on PATH, among several others, and the strengthening of the services offered by the Early Stimulation Program through the provision of equipment and adaptive aids, building the capacity of staff and providing support to parents and caregivers of children with disabilities.
Mr. Thorpe was speaking at the opening ceremony for the inaugural biennial two-day Regional Disability Studies Conference at the University of the West Indies Center for Disability Studies. Over 6,000 students from 200 learning institutions across the island are participating in the second staging of the Ministry of Education's Mathematics Exposition. The expo, now on at the University of the West Indies Mona campus, features booths mounted by various professional bodies and private and public sector organizations. National Mathematics Coordinator in the Ministry of Education, Dr. Tamika Benjamin, says the main objective of the expo is to create an opportunity for students to interact with the subject in an engaging manner. The Math Expo is part of activities to mark Mathematics Week, being observed from March 9 to 14 under the theme Math Revolution Equals Economic Solution. The Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce will be embarking on an island-wide series of roadshows on the Logistics Hub Initiative. Portfolio Minister Anthony Hilton says the plans are being finalized and will be announced shortly. Mr. Hilton was speaking at an awards ceremony for winners of the Ministry's inaugural Logistics Hub essay competition held at Jampro in New Kingston on Wednesday.
I was particularly pleased to see the wide cross-section of entries from essays representing different socioeconomic and professional groupings, as well as the students from every type of academic institutions and social setting. This, in a sense, represents the approach of inclusiveness, which the government and this ministry has embraced in relation to the logistics hub.
The essay competition, judged under two categories, saw entrants focusing on the theme Jamaica's Global Logistics Hub, the big opportunity for Jamaica and the world. CMI graduate and businessman Poi Robinson emerged winner of the 22 to 35 age group senior category, while 20-year-old University of Technology student Charlotte Gentles topped the 15 to 21-year-old junior section. And the Manchester Dispute Resolution and Violence Prevention Association has launched a farming initiative aimed at providing meaningful employment, which it hopes will lead to a reduction in the cases of domestic violence in the parish. Grey Ground, Albion, Pear Tree, Greenvale and George's Valley have been selected to participate in the initiative, with two members from each community receiving financial and resource-oriented assistance to offset their farming projects. Speaking at the formal handing over ceremony recently, Minister of National Security Peter Bunting charged the beneficiaries of the initiative to be ambassadors for violence prevention.
The grant, you know, is a small token. The training is more important, but really what we're looking for you to be is a model of the sort of behavior that we're hoping to encourage right across, and that you have a special responsibility now, having been chosen in this way, to carry the message out into the farms, out into the field, out into the community.
The Manchester Dispute Resolution and Violence Prevention Association was launched in 2012. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.